There are elves everywhere. We just spent time with Spokane Civic Theater's Take on Elf, which is opening this Friday, and now we're at Spokane Children's Theater's Take on Elf, which is also opening this Friday with a 4 o'clock performance. And then it will be running at various times through the 16th of December. And I encourage one to just be closely watching and involved with this. And so that you can check on exact times in case there's different times. But the general formula is 7 o'clock on Friday night and then matinees at 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday at Spokane Children's Theater, which is on North Medelia Street in Spokane. So let's get closer to this particular elf, beginning with the director, which is Jennifer Miles. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
And so, this elf has a different name. It's Harry Connick Jr.'s The Happy Elf, right?
Yes, this is Harry Connick Jr.'s The Happy Elf, and it's a Spokane premiere of this show.
Okay, well, describe, of all the elves in the world, describe what's the deal with this elf.
What's the deal with this elf? I think it's traditional for elves to be super happy, and ours is also super happy. He's musical, he's excited, he loves Christmas more than anything else, which is appropriate for an elf.
Mm-hmm.
His greatest desire is to be in Santa's favor, and he'll do just about anything to try to make that happen.
And his name is?
His name is Yubi.
Yubi, and we'll meet Yubi a little bit later when we figure out elf. Now, every theatrical thing needs to have a little bit of tension, needs to have some misunderstanding or somebody that's not quite figuring out something. What's the source of that in this play?
Well, you got to have a villain to make your great people shine, right? So we've got a villain who is just out for his own good, and he's willing to mess around with the rules at the North Pole to make sure that he's the winner at the end of this. So we've got our villain at the North Pole, and then we've got our sad kids on the naughty list. And Yubi's happy, and he wants everybody else to be happy. So his goal is to get the kids onto the nice list.
Okay, and your villain's name is?
Our villain's name is Norbert.
Who's played by Nick Brownlee. And is his song the best way to describe himself?
His song gives you an idea of his attitude. Yes, absolutely.
Well, let's bring in Nick to talk a little bit about Norbert before you sing your song. Who's this dude, Norbert?
Norbert is the foreman of the North Pole. He wants everything to be absolutely perfect, and sometimes he has to break a couple rules to get it to be perfect, and he doesn't care for chaos, and sometimes Yubi leads a little bit to chaos, but sometimes Norbert just doesn't quite see things the way he should.
So you're kind of the law and order candidate here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's get a song here, sung by Nick Brownlee as Norbert. And any lead-in words, or do we just jump into the song?
Well, we can just jump in.
Okay, here we go.
Keep your mitts on your magic, keep your hands on your hat, 'cause if you don't, the boss man will contend with that. By boss man, I mean Santa, and he'll squash you like a gnat if you ever, ever, ever give away that hat. Well, I once knew a college elf who merged with a frat. He ran around the campus yelling, "Santa's fat." So sensitive old Santa said that student was a brat, and he never, ever, ever got to graduate. Hat, hat-a-rah, hat, hat-a-ray, that hat's the only way that I'll get on that sleigh. It's much more important than a bride's bouquet, a pauper's pay, a horse's hay, a poet's play, cash is clay, a crook's cachet. Santa's to pay! There. I said it. He's bald. So, if you've learned a lesson from this wee little chat, I hope you'll guard your headgear with a baseball bat. Just peel your eyes and be as wise as Carol's Cheshire Cat. And don't you ever, never, ever, never give away that magic hat.
Okay, there we have it. Nick Brownlee as Norbert, clearly setting up all your villainous ways. Stay around, Nick, and let's talk about you, about Nick, not Norbert for a minute. Sure. You sound like you're pretty comfortable on the stage. Have you done, this isn't your first theatrical thing to do.
No, definitely not.
Or maybe about your 25th or something like that?
I forget the actual number. I started acting, actually, a little later than most, in the 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Doing high school plays and stuff, Alice in Wonderland, Wind in the Willows, Dracula, Treasure Island, and then this is actually my third musical. Mm-hmm. I did I was Linus and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown over at the Liberty Lake Community Theater, and then I was just actually in Beauty and the Beast at Spokane mm-hmm. Children's Theater's Lumiere.
Okay, so you sound like you've gotten bit by the bug and you love to be on stage.
Oh, yes.
Is that really true? Okay, there we go. So there was one side of the elf story that Spokane Children's Theater is telling in their Harry Connick Jr., The Happy Elf. So let's meet this happy elf, and that would be Chase Cluck, who is in the role of Yubi, and that happens to be the elf's name in this particular take on Elf. And so, let's let you talk a little bit about yourself, Yubi. What kind of an elf are you? Where do you come from? A few things about you.
Well, I'm very, very energetic, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I play in a one-elf band. he can be really distracting sometimes for the workers, and that's probably where some of the frustration comes from, Norbert. But overall, he just wants to spread joy and Christmas to everyone.
Okay, well, let's let you sing about that rather than just talk about that. That this is Chase Cluck in the role of Yubi.
Special day, so much more than presents coming on a sleigh. Beautiful and rare, a hope is in the air, serene just like a prayer, believing that it's never ending. When you wake, you will find things are bright and new. You'll be calm and sense a peace come over you. Every trouble will be far away. It happens Christmas Day. Time to pause and help your fellow man. See what you can do and do all that you can. Every trouble will be far away. It happens. It happens. It happens. Christmas Day.
Nice. That was Chase Clark in that role of UB, certainly bringing that wonderful spirit of Christmas back to us. Thanks an awful lot, Chase. Well, I think you pretty well stood up for your elf character, but I gather your elf character has a little bit of pushback from the other folks, doesn't he? And how does he deal with like Norbert and when people don't accept his happiness?
I think when he's happy, he just stays happy for the longest time. But when he gets pushed down to that point, he needs his friends to help get him back up and to where he's normal Yubi again.
Nice. Well, let's go back to the director, Jennifer Miles, and tell me about the character of Molly, and let's bring Lexi Thompson in here for a little bit. Who's Molly in this show?
So Molly is a little girl in a town called Bluesville. As its name implies, the people there are blue and sad. Molly is sad, she's got some attitude, and she's been on the naughty list her entire life. So Yubi's mission is to bring joy to Bluesville and get Molly onto the nice list, but she fights him a little bit on that. She's got a lot of sass, a lot of attitude, and she's not sure she's ready to believe in Christmas at all.
So, Molly, do you agree with anything that was just said about you?
All of it, yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're just not very happy. What's going on? What makes you this not very happy kid?
Well, my parents, that's probably the reason. So my parents really don't care about me. They don't show their love around me. And so I get that, and then I just show it to everyone else that I'm just a big sassy pants and stuff.
And so that's Molly speaking. Now Lexi Thompson, who plays Molly, is it really fun to play that kind of a kid?
Yes, it's really fun to be someone I'm not.
Especially you quickly hasten to add.
Yeah, I have this horrible attitude, so it's really fun to play a different attitude. Yeah.
Right there is the whole cool thing about acting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That you get to experience things that life doesn't let you experience. Have you done a bunch of theater already?
Actually, no. This is my first real like theater production.
Wow.
So yeah,
how's it feeling?
It's really exciting. I love working with all these people, and it's really fun.
Nice. And this is called Herrick Connick Jr.'s The Happy Elf, which opens this Friday at 4 o'clock at Spokane Children's Theater, which is on North Medelia, and then runs through the 16th. So Jennifer Miles is putting this together. Any final words about putting this show together?
This show's been a lot of fun. I love Christmas. I've always loved Christmas. So getting to put together a Christmas show, everything from the props and costumes, which we just kind of wanted to make it look like Christmas threw up on our stage. That's been a lot of fun and colorful. And then we have a cast of amazing, hilarious people who've just laughed as much as they've worked, which is probably our challenge, but we've gotten the work done. We have a really fun show. It's family friendly. We have families performing together in our show. That's always a fun thing about Spokane Children's Theater. So this has just been a blast to put together. We're ready to open it up and start the holiday season.
Great. And that will be 4 o'clock on Friday, a perfect thing to do in the day after Thanksgiving. So thanks to everybody who came in and gave us this sense of Spokane Children's Theater's The Happy Elf, opening this Friday at 4 o'clock.